As I said before, I was lost, abandoned and alone. The family I once belonged to was no more. No clear explanation, except for the fact that I was a monster now. There was no hesitation at all to kick me out, and just like that, they got rid of me. Imagine being chased away with a rifle by the same people that made you feel safe and loved for years. It gives you a whole new perspective on how the world works. Fear rules above all. You're probably wondering if I didn't have any friends that could take me in and shelter me. I didn't. I made few friends through my childhood and youth, and the ones I did call my friends were children of God in the purest of form. How was I to explain to them that I was fur-touched? I spared myself the pain and disappointment. What was the point? The shame I felt at that moment. Because I was too afraid to try my luck with a boy I called my best friend. Liam wouldn't understand. Liam is a quiet kid that doesn't speak when not asked for. He is scared of his parents. One time, he got home from school to find his Bible ripped open by his dog. He got beat by his father and cursed out by his mother. Ever since the Bible incident, he wasn't allowed to have fun anymore. Catching frogs in the creek next to the church after school was out of the question. That made me sad. I loved spending time with him like that. I'm glad I wasn't a son of his parents. They would have locked me up and end my life in the name of Christ and call it acting in the name of the Savior. I have no trouble admitting I turned to God the first week after turning into a wolf for the first time. I begged him to explain why this was happening to me, of all people. Of course, I always knew that it would be a possibility since I was born on the night of the full moon in June. Oh, I guess I forgot to tell you. The devil's wolves are born on a day in June. Beware the children touched by the light of the full moon. It's a saying we have. Believe it or not, people fanatically avoided sleeping with each other for the whole month of September, just to avoid giving birth to a child in June. But not my parents. Surely the Lord wouldn't curse us with a monster, for we are faithful and clear of sin. Bullshit. Now here I am, a cursed boy, born at the end of June, alone. That's when I, for the first time ever, removed the cross around my neck. I threw it in the creek next to the church, said my goodbyes to Liam and my old life, and ran to the library. My parents forbid me from visiting that place, for it contained false knowledge by people who don't believe in God. Science has always been something strange to me, abstract. I was even disgusted by how people would try to explain things that clearly were acts of God. I hated how science tried to explain something called evolution. God created each and every one of us. And what fool would actually believe that our ancestors were apes? I do. I believe it. God is not real, but science is. Turns out there were thousands of books written about the Vortached, the human wolves. It is with deep shame that I admit to stealing some of the books. I filled my backpack with as many I could fit in there and left. The first night outside was cold. Fresh snow was feasting on my porch house as I walked and walked further away from my old life. The only comfort I had was knowledge. Knowledge about boys turning into wolves. I was shocked to find out just how much was known about us. Decades and decades of research just waiting for me to read. I did. I wanted to know about what I had become. I made a fire out in the woods, where I found myself a nice little den to spend the first night of my new existence. I don't remember much of my first night outside anymore, but I do remember the cold swallowing me. I read the night away next to the fire I made, and for a brief moment, I was proud of myself. You see, Yen, you can do this. You don't need family to take care of you. That thought faded away as fast as the snow melted around the fire. My eyes were hurting like hell, burning up from the inside out. I cried. I cried out of fear, out of pain, out of everything. Although I was freezing and shivering from the cold, my body was burning up. I was sweating while curled up in a ball to protect myself from the frost. But eventually, I fell asleep. I had never been so tired in my life. The sun tickled my face the next morning. It woke me up with his warm embrace. I smiled. The pain was over. The fire was still sizzling next to my new body. I smelled weird, strange, and unfamiliar. I bathed in a small river, but to my surprise, it wasn't cold. It wasn't warm either. My head couldn't decide how it felt. But then it happened. I saw myself for the first time since I changed. My reflection in the water was smiling at me. The once pale color of my skin had turned at least 3 shades warmer. I was looking sharp. The most noticeable change had to be the color of my eyes. They went from blue ocean eyes to yellow. They had been kissed by the sun, submerged in honey. If I have to be completely honest with you, I felt hot, confident, with my yellow glowing windows to my soul. I could do nothing but stare at myself, stunned at how handsome I looked, or pretty. I grinned like an idiot. I had never felt happier in my life, free from any ties to God or faith. A lone wolf, admiring his own form in all of its glory. the ecstasy running through my body was uncontainable. That was the first time I did it. I howled as loud as I could. It echoed over the frozen forest, stroking each and every tree on its path. After I was done expressing my joy through a wolf's cry, I looked up. My smile faded. At the other side of the river, 6 wolves were staring at me. They all had yellow eyes. One of them was growling at the sight of me. It was low and intimidating. Then it stopped. A much bigger wolf stepped forward. He looked over to me without making any sound. He was carefully planning what his next move would be. I was scared and unable to move. I'm one of you, I shouted. It was quiet until I got an unexpected response. The big wolf bowed his head, then turned. I saw a handsome guy standing there, shirtless. There was something about him that made me feel something inside of me I had never felt before. He opened his mouth to give me the response I was waiting for so patiently. I know. He smiled, and I smiled back. I had found my new family. These guys were my new home. I thought, I'm saved. I was wrong.